the second cyber attack in the past week, and we'll share where. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the second day of June. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news, calls to decentralize U.S. meat production gets louder. The baseball card, now valued at $6 million, is in the news. Walmart is making a big change on Saturday. Injuries and Amazon, Prime Day and Amazon, two stories for you. We've got the Wall Street Report, and your unruly behavior has the airlines making a big change. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you so much, Hunter Pease. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to follow us on Twitter? You can do that. You can find us at IOB, Insight on Business, IOB underscore News Hour. It's now being reported that the U.S. has sustained yet another cyber ransomware attack. This time, it's the Steamship Authority of Massachusetts that serves popular tourist destinations of the islands off Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. NBC 10 out of Boston is reporting that the Steamship Authority issued a statement warning that travelers and customers may be delayed as a result. The company said, quote, "The Woods Hole, Martha Vineyard, and Nantucket Steamship Authority was the target of a ransomware attack early this morning," end quote. The authority is working with state, federal, and local authorities to determine the extent and origin of the attack. This is the second attack to hit U.S. businesses in the past week. The other was the ransomware attack on JBS, a huge producer of beef products here in the U.S. and Australia. Meanwhile, there are renewed calls among some to decentralize meat production in the United States in light of both the JBS ransomware attack and the pandemic that resulted in Tyson plant shutdowns in Iowa and many other states. Last year, groups such as the Sacred Cow opined about the need to decentralize meat production, writing, quote, "Large-scale poultry producers like Tyson, Perdue, Koch Foods, and JBS Pilgrim's Pride rely on thousands of workers to staff their facilities on a daily basis." They went on to say, "The ongoing pandemic truly highlights the dangers of relying on this type of system as this whole method for producing meat and other food products. In these plants, employees often work shoulder to shoulder, performing tedious and physically demanding tasks like deboning chickens as birds pass through at a rate of 80 chickens per minute," end quote. And there is a trend that's been happening for some time. Recently, we profiled an online company called Chop Local, which is based in Iowa but works directly with farmers and small packing facilities across the country to ship meat and other farm fresh products directly to consumers in multiple states. If you're interested in learning more, it's choplocal.com. Wall Street edged up today, and the S&P 500 hit a new record, but not by much. I'll share all the numbers with you in just a bit. Well, it is baseball season, and a perfect time for this story. CNBC is reporting that a 1914 Babe Ruth baseball card, worth about $6 million, and the first to feature the Major League Baseball icon as a player, was recently sold at a record-breaking price for a sports collectible. Now the public will have a chance to own part of it through Collectible. Now, what is Collectible? Launched last September, Collectible is a stock market of sorts for sports memorabilia, allowing users to buy and sell shares of sports-related items. But back to the Babe Ruth card. We've got to tell you this story. The company said a private buyer recently purchased the card. Now, while the company did not disclose the price due to a non-disclosure agreement with the card seller, it said the acquirer paid more than the previous record of $5.2 million paid for a 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card back in January. According to Ezra Levine, that is the Collectible CEO, the card which shows a 19-year-old Ruth as a minor league pitcher for his hometown Baltimore Orioles is the single most important and miraculous baseball card in the world. Before the Bambino made his MLB debut for the Boston Red Sox in July of 1914, he pitched in the International League, compiling a 22-9 record in 35 games. Only 10 copies of the 1914 card exist, and the last one was sold back in 2013 for a then-record price of $450,000. Levine says Collectible has over 35,000 investors on its platform and has completed approximately $20 million worth of transactions. Now, the company makes money from transaction fees and secondary market trading. Levine said his company wants to leverage the collectible space, making rare items accessible for everyday consumers, similar to how Robin Hood opened up the financial markets, educating people and making that possible. So it is called Collectible. Collectible.com. And now you know. Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has some changes coming to their U.S. stores this Saturday. Best Life is reporting the company will be expanding its store hours across the country after they were drastically cut at the beginning of the pandemic. According to a statement from Walmart, the store hours will open at 6 a.m. and close at 11 p.m. beginning on Saturday, June 5, unless local or state mandates prohibit the change. Pharmacy and Vision Center locations are scheduled to begin resuming normal hours on July 3rd. While the change of store hours signals a big move back toward pre-pandemic life, there are still some policies that Walmart is keeping in place for the time being. This includes the store's weekly senior hours, which are offered every Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for those aged 60 or older or who are otherwise vulnerable to COVID-19. Also making changes to their stores is Target, saying that as of this week, its fitting rooms would be reopening nationwide for the first time since May of last year. Yet another story out today about Amazon and worker safety. The Daily Mail is reporting that a new study revealed that Amazon workers get injured at a much higher rate than warehouse employees at competing companies. According to published reports in the Washington Post, new work-related injury statistics from the U.S. Occupational Safety and Health Administration show that since 2017, Amazon reported higher rates of serious injuries that cause employees to miss work or shift to lighter duties compared to other warehouse operators in retail. In 2020, there were 5.9 serious injuries for every 100 full-time Amazon warehouse employees. That's nearly double the rate of serious injuries recorded at non-Amazon warehouses. By comparison, Walmart, the largest private U.S. employer and one of Amazon's competitors, reported 2.5 serious cases per 100 workers at its facilities last year. While the causes of the injuries are not listed in the OSHA report, Amazon workers and union representatives say part of the blame lies in productivity pressures. As e-commerce orders became the go-to for many Americans, the pressure to move fast from pick to pack to ship is resulting in more injuries. In more Amazon news, Amazon has now confirmed that Prime Day will be held this summer on June 21 and June 22. The event, which ran two full days last year and is exclusive to Amazon Prime members, began in July of 2015 as a way to boost spending on Amazon and Prime signups during the summer shopping lull. It continued to take place in July through the 2019 event, but then last year, the pandemic led the operational and logistics challenges. Well, that caused the company to say, well, let's delay Prime Day way up until October, which is where it was last year. Markets edged up today just ahead of some key economic data. The Dow gained 25 points to close at 34,600, while the NASDAQ was up 19 points to end the trade at 13,756. And the S&P 500 hit a new record, up by 6 points to finish the day at 4208. The energy sector in the S&P gained 1.7% as oil prices pushed higher. West Texas Intermediate crude was up today by $1.06 at $68.75 a barrel. Weekly unemployment numbers and May private payroll data is due out tomorrow morning. That will be followed by the monthly jobs numbers on Friday. Investors are focusing on signs of an economic rebound and rising inflation, which is why Wall Street was kept in check today and retreated from session highs in the late afternoon session. And finally, there is this, and it's why we just can't have nice things anymore. Today, we learned that while air travel is picking up, so too is the unruly behavior of passengers. Things have gotten so bad that American Airlines, United, and Southwest are curbing alcohol in their flights. The service updates are due in part to a Southwest passenger who was caught on video last week punching a flight attendant who ended up losing two teeth in the incident. The international president of the Association of Flight Attendants said, quote, "We have just never seen anything like this," end quote. Southwest did not specify when it would re-offer alcohol. American, while offering alcohol in first and business classes, will not offer it in the main cabin until September 13, when federal mask mandates are lifted. United will only serve beer, wine, and hard seltzer on some flights over 800 miles for the foreseeable future. See what you've done? You see? Come on. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.